It's time now for a bit of kitchen science. Let's get experimental. Ben and Dave have been to Dave's garage to find out how you might use a bike to make a blood bank.
It's a cold December evening, but Dave has dragged me out of the warm kitchen and out into his garage to show me something a little bit unusual. Dave, what are we doing this week?
Well, I thought we'd do an experiment using my bicycle to show how doctors split up blood into its constituent parts.
This sounds a bit strange because bicycles, of course, are for getting around. They're very good for getting around. They're environmentally friendly. They're healthy. But I don't like the thought that being on a bicycle can separate out my blood.
It's not by sitting on the bicycle. It's by doing something slightly more unusual. What I've done is taken the rear bicycle wheel and taped onto it a small tube just inside the rim. Then I'm going to put inside that a little bottle of a mixture I want to separate out. I couldn't get hold of any blood, I'm afraid, so what I've got instead is salad dressing, which is a bit like blood. It's made up of different constituents of different densities. I'm going to put the bottle of salad dressing into the tube and then spin the wheel up really nicely and see what happens.
So, looking at your tyre, you've effectively just attached a tube around a couple of the spokes, and the bottle will go in there, it'll spin. I assume, knowing how fast you cycle, it will actually spin quite quickly.
Yeah, we should be able to spin that really quite fast. And as it's in top gear, if I turn the pedals around once, the rear wheel goes round once, twice, three, about four times.
Sounds like you need to fix your brakes there, Dave.
Yeah, not quite perfect.
But it should be good enough to demonstrate what happens when you spin a bottle of salad dressing around. I can see that you've got two bottles of salad dressing. One is plastic, the other one is glass. Surely spinning a glass bottle around is quite dangerous.
I wanted to have a control bottle of salad dressing that I'm not spinning to compare it to.
OK, and so they're both exactly the same salad dressing?
Yep, I made them all at once and then just poured one lot into one bottle and another lot into the other bottle.
OK, well, let's test this out and see if it actually works. What do we do first?
First of all, I'm going to shake them both up really, really well so as they're completely homogenised and they're all the same, a good mixture of oil and water.
OK, so we'll give them a good shake. Now, salad dressing is an emulsion. It's a mixture of oil and water. Is there anything in particular in this one that makes it taste better?
I've also added a bit of mustard in there, which helps it to taste good and also acts as an emulsifier and stabilises this emulsion, this mixture of oil and water.
And I like a bit of mustard on my salad as well. So are they fully shaken up now?
Well, now if you look at them, they look the same all the way down to the bottom.
Yep, they definitely look very consistent. So this is ready to go.
That's right.
So we'll put the glass one on the side so we can see what happens if we don't do anything to it. And we're going to put the other one in your magic bike wheel. And I guess it's time to pedal. So how long do we actually need to spin this around for, Dave?
Maybe 10 or 15 seconds. I'm also wearing goggles because there's a faint chance this might fall off. And whilst it wouldn't hurt too much if it hit me, it would hurt a lot if it hit my eyes.
Well, that's very sensible, I think. At least it is only plastic. And now, to stop it, I assume we just hit the brake?
Yep. So I'll try and time it so it lands at the bottom so it's not shaken up too much when it stops.
OK, and now it's time to get the bottle out. Now, the one that we left on the side, the glass bottle, now, this still looks very similar to how it did when we first shook it. There is a very thin, perhaps only a millimetre deep, layer of sort of water that's separated out at the bottom. But otherwise, that's still very consistent. What do we have that's come out of your wheel, Dave?
So here's one from the wheel. And as you can see, the bottom third of it is a different colour from the top two-thirds.
That's quite amazing, really. It's separated out a lot. There's actually a good centimetre and a half of watery layer. And then all the top bit, another 2-3 centimetres, is fatty. And there's even a layer down at the very bottom that you certainly can't see in the one that just sat there. What's this right in the bottom of the bottle?
That's probably some of the solids from the mustard, which have just been deposited right in the bottom. They're even denser than water and they'll sink.
OK, so these results are pretty impressive, but what's actually going on here?
Well, if you leave a bottle of salad dressing standing around for a long time, so I'm sure you've noticed it separates into oil and water. This is because everything in the salad dressing is getting pulled down by gravity, but the water, the vinegar, is more dense than the oil. So it gets pulled down harder, so it gets pulled to the bottom and pushes the oil out of the way upwards. So the oil floats and the water sinks.
And the solid bits that we saw are even more dense than water, so they sink even further, displace the water, and that's why we get them right at the bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Now, on the wheel, if you're sitting on the wheel, there's a what's called a pseudo force. It's an easy way of thinking about it, called centrifugal force, which appears to throw everything outwards. The heavier something is, the harder it gets thrown outwards. So the water is going to get thrown outwards on the wheel harder than the oil. So you get the similar effect, just gravity. But because the wheel's spinning so fast, it's equivalent to about 10 times normal gravity. So everything happens much, much faster.
So this is a bit like those training rooms you see for fighter pilots, where they're put in a chamber and spun round really quickly, and they end up passing out at 6 or 7G. And that does the same thing as your bicycle wheel here. It puts a force on the pilot, or in our case, the bottle of salad dressing, that's much greater than that of gravity.
That's right, and it's also the reason why if you spin a wet jump around your head, the water gets thrown outwards. Essentially, it drip dries incredibly fast, and it will dry quicker.
So what's that got to do with blood?
Well, if you donate some blood or the doctors just want to do some tests on a sample, quite often they want to separate out the cells from the plasma, from whatever else is in there. And the way they do that is by putting it in a centrifuge, which is essentially a much higher tech version of a bicycle wheel.
And so by doing exactly the same thing, spinning it round very quickly, subjecting it to forces far higher than gravity, they can separate out the components of blood according to their density.
That's right. Blood cells are actually more dense than the liquid, the plasma they're floating around in, so they'll tend to sink. But actually, blood cells wouldn't separate out normally if you left them for a long time, because they're so light, so small, they actually would get bashed around by the thermal movement of the water molecules. So they never actually settle down unless you increase the gravity in a centrifuge. In fact, in third world countries and prisoner of war camps, they have used bicycle-based centrifuges to separate out blood into cells and plasma.
That's fascinating. I mean, it looks so simple, but clearly it's very effective because all you need to do is spin something round.
Exactly.
Well, that's all we have for Kitchen Science this week. We'll be back with more very soon.
So, spinning a blood sample round, or even a salad dressing sample, imparts enough force to help it separate into layers of different components based on density. The most dense bits get pushed out hardest. Now, a typical lab centrifuge rotates at around 3,000 RPM to separate a blood sample, but clearly it can also work using a bicycle wheel and Dave's superb elbow grease.
Thank you very much, Kat. And thank you also to Ben and Dave, who are ingenious at coming up with exciting things to do with stuff you find in a garage.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science. The Naked Scientists.